and this tape is called New Ways to Amplify Life Force Energy with Quantum Touch. One of the delightful things about Quantum Touch has been that people have continued to evolve the work. If you just took the video workshop, I suggest you practice the regular Quantum Touch techniques of running energy for at least a week or two before using this tape. While some of the methods on this tape may be simple and easy enough, I think it's better if you master the basic methods first. You may wish to listen to this tape a number of times, not because anything on this tape is so difficult to understand, but simply to remind yourself of these techniques, to let yourself integrate them, to let them sink into you. Now, many people have contributed to this tape. This tape contains many of the finest developments in this work. Many of these techniques actually overlap with other techniques that you've learned previously, as people have reached similar conclusions. So many people will have naturally found themselves doing the same sort of things. As some people like to say, great minds think alike, and I think that you'll really see that overlapping happening here. This tape represents the best of our understanding of thousands of hours of sessions by many of the most sincere, dedicated, and successful Quantum Touch instructors and practitioners. And you may find it useful to listen to this tape, as I said before, a number of times to let the concepts sink in. Of course, you still have to do the breathing and body awareness techniques of Quantum Touch while you're using these techniques. And I strongly recommend that you experiment with all the techniques on this tape before you decide which ones that you like and which ones that you don't. You may be surprised how well that they work. Please take your time and really work with them. Some of these techniques may seem so simple and even obvious, but that makes them no less profound and magnificent. I'm convinced that using these methods will dramatically improve the effectiveness and the power of your sessions. The first technique comes from Alan Harriott, and it's an amazingly simple technique. This I've called the double sweep, and here's how it works. On the inhalation, as normal, you feel a full body sweep going up through yourself, and you start releasing it on the exhalation. But here's the trick. You do the full body sweep on the inhalation, and on the very first part of the exhalation, you feel a second body sweep going all the way up through you and out your hands. So it's a double sweep. Inhalation, the normal body sweep, feeling the energy moving all the way up through the top of your body. On exhalation, it starts going out through your hands. And while you're just beginning the first fifth or eighth of the exhalation, just the first part of the exhalation, you feel a second sweep of the life force energy going up through your body, down your arms and into your hands. So try this in some sessions and see how it works for you. In fact, just sitting here, you can feel that. Take the big inhalation, feel the exhalation, and as at the beginning of the exhalation, feel that second sweep, and you'll notice the difference, how it amplifies the energy. The next technique comes from Mel Fagan, a Quantum Touch instructor out of Southern California, and he has a method of clearing and charging the chakras. The benefit of this technique is not only for your own healing, but it allows your healing sessions to become more powerful. This cleans out what he likes to call the pollution that you pick up in the chakras and allows them to spin more freely. This can very well improve your health and the effectiveness of your Quantum Touch work. Here's how it works. We'll spin each chakra to the left for 30 seconds and then to the right. The left looks like counterclockwise and the right clockwise. You can do this before a session or whenever you wish to recharge. So let's try it now. Put all your attention into your first chakra, the area around the coccygeal, and feel sensations there and get it spinning counterclockwise. Keep the breathing going. That's right. It's going counterclockwise. Feel as much sensation as you can. Keep all your attention in that chakra. And now spin it clockwise. Keep the breathing going. keep your awareness in that chakra. Bring your attention to the genitals, get it spinning counterclockwise. Get that chakra going counterclockwise now. And keep the breathing going. And now the second chakra goes clockwise. Okay, third chakra, solar plexus, counterclockwise. Keep the breathing going. And the third chakra clockwise now. Fourth chakra, the heart, counterclockwise. Fourth chakra clockwise. Keep breathing. Okay, fifth chakra, the throat, counterclockwise. And fifth chakra clockwise. Just totally give yourself to the process. Okay, the sixth chakra counterclockwise. And the sixth chakra clockwise now. Okay, seventh chakra, crown of the head, get it going counterclockwise. And the seventh chakra clockwise. And there you have it. If you did this exercise, your chakras should be feeling very different by now. And this will charge you up for your healing sessions. Our next contribution comes from Sonia Kara. She found that the decisions that the practitioner makes can have a deep impact on the value of the sessions. As you work, you decide that the energy should work for the highest intelligence, that the body knows, as a visualization or as the power of choice, you hold a solid intent that the bones move or that the emotional block opens. It's like a command without being in a domineering state of mind. The energy of this is a decision, and you're holding the space for the body to do what it wants to do. This is clearly using the direct power of intent in the form of a decision. It's like a command, but it's not, it doesn't have the force behind it. It's just knowing and choosing. And it's allowing from that choosing place. It almost sounds contradictory. It's not done with a feeling of force or imposition or fighting, and you don't want to be thinking of overpowering the system, but more a sense of simply deciding and holding that decision. And from that neutral position of choice within yourself, you say, move, open, be well, and you allow the body to do its own processing. If you like, you can hold a single word, open, move, transform, heal, whatever you like. You have made a decision, and you hold that resonance, and the body changes for its own highest good. I think you'll be amazed by the results you get. And just be in the very space of that which you are speaking. Now Sonia's method is similar to what Terry Negri discovered. And Terry is a quantum touch instructor out of Washington State. And when Alan watched Terry working, his comment was that one of the reasons Terry was so skilled and powerful at running energy was that he was not holding back at all when he worked. And this is how Terry experiences it when he's running energy. Very simply, Terry says that he holds an intent and he doesn't let it waver. This is truly giving 100%. Holding an intent for the wound to heal, for the bones to move, for the emotions to be released, all for the highest good. Terry says that holding your intention and attention and focusing on that only, it will get easier and easier with time. You just let all distractions disappear. You become more attentive and more and more and more attentive at what you're doing. You just completely focus, empty out, and let go. And that's a secret. You don't let your intent waver. You give 100% to the desired outcome. Again, this is not about clenching your teeth or struggling or using force. You just hold the space of the power of choice, of love, and let things come through. The next technique. Well, like Mel Fagan, Lamar Bush is another wonderful practitioner, and he's found it very helpful to prepare before giving a session. And here's how Lamar prepares. First, you let go of having to know anything. Let your mind go, let it relax, go into a deeper relaxed state. You enter a state of great patience. You can think of this as a deep allowing state. Let your conscious awareness open to God's will, that God's will is being done. Just get out of the way. Let everything flow. Now, Lamar likes to imagine that he's on a seashore, but you can think of any place that brings you a deep sense of well-being. As he puts it, healing is available if you desire it and will make room for it in your life. So try it. Spend 5 minutes before a session. Become as quiet as possible. Go into the deepest level and allowing state. Go to your safe place and open. Make room for the healing. And then hold these spaces while you're working. I think you'll notice wonderful results from that. The next technique comes from Dionne Reed, and she's come up with her variation. I think you'll see the theme here. I'll call it Bathed in the Light. This is about holding a profound heart connection. You simply let yourself feel bathed in white light. It isn't about hard work. You find just a happy place within yourself, and of unconditional love from divine source energy. You cleanse your thoughts, actions, intentions, and just keep letting more and more light in. It's all about opening wider and wider. You let the love you are bathed in just be full, rich, nurturing, transforming. You can also feel as if there is a glass tube running up the center of your body and filled with white light that cleanses your thoughts, actions, and intentions. A lot of techniques on this tape, huh? Well, here's another one. Jeannie Mills. Just using this little simple method, she found provided a wonderful improvement on her abilities, and I'll call it opening the windows in the palms. You just have intent to open windows or doors in the palms of your hands, and as you're running the energy, you let the life force energy flow through more powerfully. Remarkably, just this little thought made a profound improvement in the quality of your work. The last technique is the one that I'm most excited about. Well, this technique has three parts to it, and each part in and of itself will do a wonderful job. And each one in and of itself is a wonderful technique, and you can see the overlappings of our thoughts here. The first part is much like some of the others. Imagine you're in a huge, golden, translucent bubble of light. You can think of this light as the essence of love, God's love, the nature of your true self, however you want to perceive it. You are in this amazingly huge bubble of light, and you are being adored beyond anything that you can conceive of. And while you're working, you're surrounded in that love, and you let it in, and you let it change you. See, that's the secret of love, is that when you can let love change you, that is when everything happens. So you let this love have impact on you. You let yourself feel it, really feel it, and you feel your love pouring out. And it goes out to that great source of love, and then you feel a wave of it coming back to you multiplied, and you feel overwhelmed by that, and you send more out, and more comes in, and you create this incredible inpouring, outpouring of love. And that's the first part of the technique, being in the golden bubble, feeling the huge amount of love, feeling yourself receiving it, giving it back, having it come in expanded, wave after wave. There's no order. There's no worrying about it. Keep the breathing going. If you're feeling yourself receiving for 5 or 10 breaths, fine. If you feel you're suddenly expressing it, fine, and it's releasing through you, there's no time factor on it. Let it do whatever it wants to do. Now, of course, you're doing this while you're running the energy and the breathing techniques. Feel wave after wave of love, and it's just overflowing love. The second part of the technique involves the chakras. You allow yourself to feel each of your chakras is lit up, sending a beam of energy or light that accumulates between your hands. The light is so bright, it becomes blinding. And you can even let it become explosive. It's so bright, it just totally becomes explosive. Not in a destructive sense, but just huge. You can feel overwhelmed by the love. Feel it reflecting back by that huge golden bubble. You see, from time to time, you're aware of the energy in your hands exploding, expanding. And from time to time, you're aware of that bubble of love sending you the energy, and you feel it, and you just overwhelmingly, naturally send it back, and it comes back expanded. Let the light be blindingly bright that's coming from your chakras into your hands, and that becomes much more bright when it gets to your hands, all accumulating. It may take a bit of concentration to get all the chakras focused so that a beam is coming from each chakra, and it ends up exactly between your hands, and you'll feel the difference when you get it there. And you just let the love feel overwhelming. The third part of this exercise, as if this wasn't enough by itself, you allow yourself to enter a timeless space. You totally empty out. You enter a timeless space. Your mind stops. You just disappear. Keep the breathing going. Empty out. Let it all go. And whatever healing is happening, just let it happen. Just allow it to occur. You just feel at peace in your love and gratitude, and then time just disappears. In fact, if you do it right, you'll feel that you disappear as well. All is well. All is well. All is well. And that's all you have to know, is that all is well. We are healing the world one heart and two hands at a time. It's been a real joy to present this to you. It was a joy to find out how many people are running the energy and evolving the work. And now you know the best of what I know. And from all the teachers and practitioners of Quantum Touch, thank you for being willing to be a light and for sharing your love. Thanks.